One of the occupational hazards of writing today's classical music is that you're competing with pieces audiences already know and love. On a new CD from the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, two American composers who were born in the 1960s accept the challenge. NPR's Jeffrey Fryman Wire reports on the recording called Rainbow Body.
It's got to be a little daunting to know that your music is going to be on the same CD as this. Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, one of the best-known American works of the 20th century, and the First Symphony of Samuel Barber are paired on this CD with two newer pieces, the title track Rainbow Body by Christopher Theophanides and Blue Cathedral by Jennifer Higdon. Atlanta Symphony Orchestra music director Robert Spano says the younger composers deserve their place on the disc.
The quality of music is sufficient, apart from reputation or credentials. I find all four pieces on the disc to be equally magnificent.
And, Spano says, the grouping makes musical sense.
They're all American composers, but they're also all American composers who are speaking a musical language that is tonal.
So Rainbow Body and Blue Cathedral, although complex, don't sound avant-garde and thorny, as some might expect of works that are less than 5 years old. They're both big audience pleasers. Jennifer Higdon says there's nothing wrong with writing music that happens to be listener-friendly.
I don't think of accessibility as a bad thing. I do think my job is to communicate, and I try to find whichever way or however I need to say something to do that. But in the case especially of Blue Cathedral, I also was writing from what I needed to get out from my insides.
Higdon wrote Blue Cathedral on a commission from the Curtis School of Music, where she teaches, to commemorate its 75th anniversary. But between the time of the commission and the premiere of the piece, her brother was diagnosed with cancer and died.
For me, I think it was very therapeutic because obviously I was writing the piece about 1 year out from his death. Because I come from a family of graphic artists, I usually have some sort of image in my head, and I literally had a picture of a glass cathedral up in the sky. And so I had an image of someone floating in from the back and kind of floating up through the cathedral, coming into a glass room that had these pillars that were reflecting the sun.
Christopher Theophanides also conjures up a cathedral, or the acoustics of one, in his Rainbow Body. He based one of his themes on a vocal piece by the 12th century German abbess Hildegard of Bingen, and he makes it sound like it's being played in a large, reverberant acoustic.
One of the things that I like about the sound of the orchestra is something that my former teacher Jacob Druckmann used to describe as orchestra with the pedal down, which is a really lush, romantic sound.
Conductor Robert Spano.
And in this case, it's beyond using a pedal on a piano. It's actually creating a cathedral space. And essentially what he's doing is creating resonance by having some instruments prolong a note after the tune has moved on to the next and the next and the next note. He's creating a reverb.
In 2000, Spano conducted the world premiere of Rainbow Body with the Houston Symphony Orchestra, which had commissioned the piece. Theophanides, who teaches at the Peabody Conservatory and the Juilliard School, says Rainbow Body is a description of Buddhist enlightenment.
What happens is that upon death, their body is absorbed as light and energy back into the universe, and they call that state a rainbow body. So there's no decay, no atrophy of any existing substance, and it's all kind of brought back into the universe as positive energy.
Robert Spano's familiarity with both pieces goes back to their first performances. He conducted the world premiere of Jennifer Higdon's Blue Cathedral with a student orchestra at the Curtis School of Music. Spano says really getting to know a piece of new music, either as a conductor or as an audience member, isn't something you can do quickly.
As you live with a particular piece, it changes and grows, and one's relationship to the piece is richer over time, and I don't think there is any substitute for time.
And as new works are programmed on concerts and recordings alongside more established pieces, audiences appear to be willing and sometimes happy to give contemporary composers a chance. Jennifer Higdon.
People have told me that they thought the pieces that I've written that have been paired with traditional repertoire fit very well. The pieces seem to be doing okay in regular concerts with Brahms, Beethoven, Mozart. I think I've been on with a lot of the guys there. I like the variety, and I think the audience kind of appreciates the variety as well.
Christopher Theofanides agrees.
Because it helps you hear both repertories with a certain kind of open ear and freshness. And I think that in some ways they really help each other. It's not just a one-way thing where, new music is benefited by pairing with old music. I think it really does go both ways.
The CD, Rainbow Body, is on the Telarc label. Robert Spano conducts the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Jeffrey Fryman Wire, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Bedford.